Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ralph Weingartner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Sprenz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarret. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and moves to third. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman takes first base on ball four. Joe Sprenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprenz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodapp scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive towards third. Weingartner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-1 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmick. Miller goes all the way around to score. Reeves moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hodap hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reeves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to third. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sprinz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprinz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprinz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Dick Porter. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Tote reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wurstler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heving moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive to center field. Averill throws towards Goldman. Goldman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goldman. Heving scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Scarrett moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sprins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weingarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Seeds moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds scores. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sprints fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to second. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wurstler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scarrett for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sprint settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Seeds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Webb scores. Tote moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heving. The throw from Sprints and he is safe. Heving steals second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weingarten fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Weingarten. Wurstler scores. Heving scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Weingarten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.